This is Hunter Ingram from the Wilmington Star News, and this is another Gatehouse Media Extreme Weather Update here in Wilmington. And we have just gotten another somewhat update from the National Hurricane Center about Hurricane Florence. She is 845 miles east-southeast of Bald Head Island. And Bald Head Island is in Brunswick County, or off the coast of Brunswick County in our area. So she's definitely headed towards this region. Now, as of right now, we are looking at 135-mile-per-hour winds. She is still a Category 4, a very, very dangerous storm, and definitely a life-threatening storm. And that's what weather officials, that's what local officials are telling residents in our area, that if they have a chance to evacuate, they are recommended to do so. In some places, it is a mandatory evacuation, including Carolina and Wrightsville beaches here in New Hanover County, where Wilmington is. The forecast for this storm is where these residents should really take heed. There could be upwards of 20 inches of rain in portions of eastern North Carolina, extending up and west through North Carolina as this storm hits land and then slowly moves west, west and a little north. So there's a lot of rain coming with this, and there's certainly a lot of wind. In our area, away around the eye, 60 miles from the eye, we could see hurricane-force winds. And then 100 miles out from the eye, we could see tropical storm-force winds. So this is a massive storm. It is moving towards the coast, and we are still waiting with every update from the National Hurricane Center to see where it might make landfall. Now, in New Hanover County here, we are seeing more people say they're either evacuating or going to shelters. They are opening up multiple shelters in Brunswick, New Hanover, and Pender counties. So stick to the Star News, and we will let you know as soon as any of those open this afternoon into Wednesday, and certainly as the storm heads towards our coast on Thursday into Friday. Again, check back to starnewsonline.com and through all of our social media, and we will have the latest news on Hurricane Florence.